iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening and joining us from Washington, D.C., our Senator Richard Blumenthal on our socially distanced hotline. Thanks for joining us today, Senator.
Great to be with you. I wish I were not so distanced from Connecticut today down in D.C. I love being back in Connecticut and come back every weekend, drive back and forth. But thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, well, you're busy. There's a lot going on and a lot to talk about. First and foremost, our numbers are rising here in Connecticut. Nothing, you know, I don't want to dramatize anything because I want to make sure we're staying focused and giving out factual information. But our numbers are on the rise, obviously going, you know, coinciding with college being back in. And then also, I think, Senator, a little bit of it has to do with people are just, I think there's some sort of a fatigue because we're seeing more and more parties popping up, mostly young people, but not all young people, I might add. So talk a little bit about what you're seeing and you're hearing.
I'm hearing exactly that phenomenon. A little bit of fatigue, a little bit of complacency, young people back at school. If you recall those days, there was great joy and excitement, anticipation, and coming back to school, wanting to be with friends. My own four children are not that far removed from collegiate days, and I still vividly remember them. And so that's where some of the spikes or outbreaks have been. But we need more testing. It is so critical that the test results be available quickly, not 7 days, not 5 days, not 4 days, but hours later. And I have visited some of the science labs and R&D companies that are developing better, quicker tests. I think that's promising. But for right now, people need to go for tests, and they need to continue wearing masks and doing the hand washing and physical distancing. Very important for all of us to set an example for others, because Connecticut has done so well. Bottom line, Connecticut really has been at the forefront, so responsible about setting standards here, and I just hope we can continue to do so. Down here in Washington, I will tell you, a lot of my colleagues are in awe of what Connecticut has done, and they wish some of their own governors and state legislatures had acted as quickly on a bipartisan basis as Connecticut has done, and I hope that we can continue that bipartisan work to combat this pandemic and aid our small businesses. I held an event yesterday with a number of our premier production stages, the Long Wharf and Yale Rep in New Haven, Hartford Stage, others around the state have participated, in others like the Palace in Waterbury, the Palace in Stamford, the Warner in Torrington. I spoke to the theater up in Winsted just this morning, and all of them, plus our small businesses, still need a lot of aid. That's really one of my priorities down here, along with the testing equipment and stimulus payments and unemployment insurance.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, and so maybe I'll send you another one of my famous late-night emails about the stage and what we can do, but there's been I have been actually asked to ask you to maybe hold a panel. So I'm going to have more on that coming. I know you're busy today, so I'm going to send you an email all about that. But I hope I've piqued your interest in just a little bit about how to help our stages and even our larger venues with the Red Start Alert program. So I will call that a radio tease and send you an email later, sir, on that one.
Your ideas have been very helpful.
Thank you.
The event yesterday and very promising was organized by Michael Price of the Goodspeed, and he really helped put it together. But we need to involve others who have this expertise about mm-hmm. our stage performing arts. These are really cultural gems. They're treasures. They're part of our cultural lifeblood. And I'd love to maybe have a panel. I think that's a great idea.
All right. I am going to send you an email. Now, I know I don't have a lot of time with you, and I think I'm asking you a question with a response that could go on for very long. So let's just, I'll ask you this question, and if we have to continue it, I do understand. But, you know, you brought up small businesses, and let's just take businesses in general. You know, we sometimes see statistics on people. It takes a cycle, a generation for them to get back on track if they've lost everything, you know, finances, homes, what have you. Could it take up to 10 years to get normalcy back in their lives? I mean, obviously that number is not on average for everybody, but we're looking at businesses in severe crisis. Some are shutting down for good. We're going into colder months. That's got to concern you for people and constituents in your state with businesses. What are some of the things you're talking about, both, you know, locally here with our leadership in Connecticut, but then when you go to Washington, D.C. with your other, you know, the people that your other colleagues, what is the concern for businesses as we head towards colder months and the, facing more shutdowns and layoffs and furloughs?
Great question. As the weather becomes colder, a lot of activities now outdoors are going to move indoors, like in the restaurants or the banquet facilities or small businesses that cater to the public and can do some form of outdoor takeout or whatever. And that is really troubling because they're going to need what I call restart money. It's an extension of this Paycheck Protection Program, basically to bridge the gap. It's really no longer a gap. It's a chasm in some industries. You know, the pandemic economic crisis has not hit everyone the same exact way. Some are suffering a lot more than others. So we need to be targeting and selective, like the events industries and the restaurants and other small businesses that may be really close to going under because of the continuing effects of this pandemic. So long story short, I think we need Save Our Stages, that bill, but also the Restart bill, which is aimed particularly at small business. Remember, they are job creators and job retainers. And we want people to get off unemployment insurance by finding new jobs, at the same time maintain unemployment insurance for people who can't find jobs. But the more jobs, the better.
All right. I know you have to get off and actually do a vote. I mean, I can't help you with that, right?
I don't think so. I welcome help from everyone, but I have to be on the Senate floor personally to say aye or nay in responding to a vote. But I have a couple more minutes. And I'd love to just take one more question.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then here we go. I definitely want to talk about what's happening with the $300 a week relief that's coming to the unemployed. It's starting to come this week. I know that up to, I believe, 6 weeks. Is there any plans or talks about a federal package coming when that ends? Because I know we were just touching on businesses closing and things like that, but that also affects our unemployment. So what can you tell us about that?
Great question. It does affect unemployment. It's coming from a limited fund, ironically, from the fund that provides FEMA disaster assistance. That's the Trump executive order, $44 billion that should be going to the victims of Isaias and Sally, now the latest hurricane. They're going to need some of that assistance, but instead, it's going to unemployment insurance because the Congress has failed to pass a separate measure. So it's very limited, $300. It'll help, but Congress really should be working on a $600 or at least a more generous version of unemployment insurance than the $300. It should be in the range of $400, $500, keyed to the unemployment rate. And that's probably the major argument for coming down from $600, but some kind of congressional action is absolutely necessary. And I'm going to be leaving my office where I'm talking to you, going down to the floor and spreading the word that Renee DeNino wants action from Congress.
I want action from Congress. All right, Senator Richard Blumenthal, I can hear your voice becoming more echoey, so I know it's time to go. I'll chat with you again next week. Be safe, sir, and thank you as always.
Thank you as always, Renee. Take care.
Bye.